in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada.
This is Comic Book Radio Theater. Tonight I read to you The Phantom Stranger, number 33, published November 1974.
Broadcasting from the University of Winnipeg, this is CKUW 95.9 FM.
Sandman, hear me out. You have trapped yourself in the internal snare of self-righteousness. Revenge!
Get off my back, Phantom Stranger! Standing on mountaintops, spouting off eternal truth, that's your style, not mine! I'm just a simple guy, easy to satisfy. All I want is the blood of the man who killed me.
Joe Orlando presents The Phantom Stranger in Dead Man's Bluff. Halloween night. The evening of many fearful sights, but none as shocking as those that will be seen this eve. Three men, all with handguns, wearing
Hollywood movie monster masks, such as the werewolf, the Phantom of the Opera, and the creature from the Black Lagoon. They enter a mansion house.
If there were some magic way to hold the mirror of truth to the soul, how many of us would even dare look once?
The three masked men enter into the main bedroom and find a old fat man sleeping in his bed. He now awakens.
Huh? What? What do you want? What do you want?
What do you want? What do you want? Do you want?
My wallet? It's on the desk. It's on the desk. Have it.
We don't want your money, fatso. We just come to trick or treat. And we're doing both the tricking and the treating.
Three masked men shoot the man in the bed at the mansion. Dead. Dead. 10 minutes later, in the heart of New York City, at Ubrick Capital Investment Corporations. Well, that's it, boss. The boys just closed the Fatso Ruskin deal. You're the top man in the States now. What do you say about that?
Send the poor widow $500 worth of flowers and my condolences. Fatso was a good man, oh yes. Only not as good as he thought. Ambition is great, Leeson, but you better have talent to go with it. All right, I'm off to the opera. Our boys were a little behind the schedule this evening. I hope I didn't miss first curtain.
Louis Ubrick walks out of his corporation's office onto the streets, where he meets up with his French limousine driver.
The opera, monsieur?
Where else? International cockfights? No.
Suddenly, there it is again, like a smoldering iron melting right through your skin.
No, not the opera. Not the opera. Go.
Do miss to Dr. Zorn. I understand, monsieur.
Later, in the offices of Dr. Zorn.
Oh, that's good. That's good, Dr. Zorn. I feel much better already.
Just relax, Lou. Just let the rays probe that sore area.
Thank you. got to let me market that machine for you, Dr. Zorn.
Not yet, Lou. It's still in experimental stages. And the medical associations give me enough trouble as it is.
Yes, yes, yes. The carbon copy boys always hate the original thinkers. Some new idea scares them out of their wits half the time.
Let me examine your eyes, Lewis. It's just a precaution after every probe ray treatment. Wider. Wider. Open the eye just a little wider. That's fine. That's great. A gaze, like some swift fog, moves across the eye. Dr. Zorn thinks to himself.
Only 30 seconds for the hypnotic message, never more. So he doesn't notice all the missing time. Now attention. Operation Swiss Cheese continues. Put 10% of all Cindergit money goes into my Zurich account. All 10% of Cindergit money goes into my Zurich account. Continue it on the books as research and development. Now give me your weekly report.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. I have started plans for the meeting for the World Crime Syndicate.
Good, good. The removal of Fatso makes you the only boss in the United States. And a good chance you'll be elected head chairman.
It's working out. Just like you planned.
Okay, that's enough for this week. Continue as ordered.
When the eye light clicks off, and the glaze clears from Ubrich's eyes as quickly as it came.
There. Now, how does it feel?
You're a magician, Doctor. I'm sending you two more motorized wheelchairs right to your clinic.
Like a man suddenly released from slavery, Lou Ubrich vaults out onto the night streets.
Francois! Where the damn did that dumb limo driver take my car to?
I gave him the night off, Mr. Ubrich.
You what?
We'll return with our reading of The Phantom Stranger, number 33. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM.
All right, so let's see what we got. Okay. Well, for all you big sellers out there, here's something for you.
It's as easy as SLC. Free catalog shows terrific prizes for everyone. S. Send for free catalog of great prizes. L. Learn how easy it is to be a sales leadership winner. C. Choose the prizes you want or cash. Sell personalized Christmas cards. It's easy. It's fun. Some of the prizes for selling only 8 boxes. Official electric football. Cox Super Sport Trainer. 1440X Telescope with Tripod. Ball Radio. Senior Chemistry Lab. Intercom Telephones. Instant Load Flash Camera Outfit. Some of the prizes for selling only 16 boxes. Full-size wood guitar. Walkie-talkie with code sender. Electronic treasure detector. Bolomatic USB Bolomatic 300 with automatic pin setter. Professional style hair dryer. Some of the prizes for selling only 24 boxes or even more. Push button cassette recorder. AM/FM digital clock radio. Polaroid color camera with film. High-rise or fun bike for boys or girls. Be a sales leader. Win exciting prizes or cash. Start to earn your prizes right away. Just fill in the postage-free coupon and mail today. We'll rush you everything you need at no cost to you. Life is great when you're a winner. Everyone who tries can win. Join the leader now. Join Sales Leadership Club, Department N, Springfield, Massachusetts, ZIP 01101. It's as easy as SLC. Free catalog shows terrific prizes for everyone. Sell personalized Christmas cards. It's easy. It's fun. Join the leader now. Sales Leadership Club, Department N, Springfield, Massachusetts, ZIP 01101.
Join the club. Join the club and sell, 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 and get what you want. That's I guess that's how they grab you. Okay. Okay, here we go.
DC 100 pages for only 60 cents. The line of DC superstars. The Superman family. Detective Comics. The Brave and the Bold. Tarzan, Lord of the Jungle. The House of Mystery. Wonder Woman. And Young Love. More pages for your money. Biggest bargain in comics. DC 100 pages for only 60 cents from the line of DC Superstars.
Oh, some of those comics are good. Oh, here's one. Oh, boy. If you do this all right.
Big Jim's Kung Fu and Sports Action Sweepstakes.
Win!
You can win $100 worth of Big Jim toys in the fabulous new Big Jim Sweepstakes. Big Jim's Muscle Mover. What makes Big Jim move? This exclusive new Muscle Mover. It comes with each and every Kung Fu and Pro Sports Action set. Just attach the Muscle Mover to Big Jim and pull at him to go into action. Big Jim's Kung Fu Studio comes with everything Big Jim needs to practice the martial arts of Kung Fu and Karate. Big Jim's Pro Sports Gear. This fantastic new sports set comes with Big Jim and the equipment he needs to play baseball, basketball, and football. Big Jim makes a fantastic shot over the opposing player. The bases are loaded. Big Jim's team is losing 4-1. Big Jim swings at the ball and hits a grand slam home run. Big Jim kicks the field goal and saves the day for his team. Just complete the puzzle. And who knows, you may have $100. Big Jim's Kung Fu and Sports Action Sweepstakes. You can win $100 worth of Big Jim toys in the fabulous new Big Jim Sweepstakes. Big Jim by Mattel.
And if you want to join this, well, you better go back in time to and send your letter before February of 1975 for one. But yes, send the Big Jim Sweepstakes, P.O. Box 1688, Blair, Nebraska, ZIP 68009. Okay, there you go. You're not going to do it. I'm sure of it. All right. Oh, a bunch of pages coming out of this comic book already. All right. That doesn't matter. It's never stopped us before. Here we go with Let's see. Yeah, we'll go back to our story. We now return to Phantom Stranger number 33. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, the University of Winnipeg.
Good. The removal of Fatso makes you the only boss in the United States, and a good chance you'll be elected head chairman.
It's working. Just like you planned.
Now, that's enough for this week. Continue as ordered.
The eye light clicks off, and the glaze clears from Lou Ubrick's eyes as quickly as it came.
So, there, how does it feel?
You're a magician, Doctor. I'm sending you two more motorized wheelchairs to your clinic.
Like a man suddenly released from slavery, Louis Ubrick vaunts out onto the city streets.
Francois! Francois, where the blazes did that dumb limousine driver take my car?
I gave him the night off, Mr. Ubrick.
You did what?
You what? I mentioned certain things. Certain things he thought he knew. Alone. And he drove off in a panic. What is more frightening than facing one's own dark secrets?
As suddenly as he arrived, the phantom stranger vanishes into the shadows.
Now, where did he go?
Alone in his office, Dr. Zorn carefully selects a cassette tape from Louis's Ubrick's patient's file.
The information I need is buried in this early tape I made of Ubrick as blackmail insurance for his loyalty.
I must have started when I was 15 or so. I can't remember which. I got my first stabbing pain after a gas station stick-up.
In the shadowy office, Dr. Zorn quickly skims over the tape until...
And the guy, he was being Boston Brand. He had to be removed. The gun was from a New Orleans pawn shop. Not even the cops knew that. But later...
That's it. That's it. Stop right there. No one but the killer knows where the gun came from. So the police will arrest anyone who admits... They know where it's from. Phantom Stranger, we must talk now. I know you're out there somewhere, and I know you can hear me when my thoughts reach out to...
You! I feel you out there! The man who killed me! You're out there somewhere, and I'm beginning to get a message that will lead me right to you. It begins with a Z, with a letter Z.
Then, as Dead Man,
Boston Brad roams free in the New York City streets. Coming through a wall. He sees a lone innocent man walking, and a group of thugs following him. Dead man thinks to himself,
I should be lying with a dumb smug grin on my face, on some cloud marked eternal rest. But there's a fire in me that just won't quit.
Hey! There goes that four-eyed creep. Let's follow him.
Dead man stands there watching the lone innocent man be accosted by the group of thugs. He thinks to himself,
So Ramakrishna decided to give me a shot, a chance to roam free on this earth until my day of vengeance. Vengeance!
Okay, you Smo. Give us your wristwatch. We want your wristwatch. And then we'll let you go. Sure. You give us your wristwatch. But we like to mix fun with our profit. Now we're gonna change your face. The hard way.
Dead man stands there watching the lone innocent man take a beating from the thugs.
But with a bone or muscle, I can't kill the rat, even if I found him.
The beating by the thugs ends, and they walk off.
He's had it, ha! We got everything from him. Let's get out of here before we get picked up by the cops.
Dead man thinks to himself once again,
I was given the power to move into anybody's body and use it.
Dead man moves into the body of the lone innocent man as he lies beaten on the city street. The lone innocent man now beats up the group of thugs.
This is just practice to keep up and be ready for V-Day, Vengeance Day. I'll have my vengeance.
You are listening to a reading of The Phantom Stranger, number 33. November, the year 1974.
If I could sing a love song. Big Jim's World of Adventure, starring Big Josh with Talking Camp Pack.
Let's play camp here.
You unload the Big Jim sports camper gear. Big Josh says,
bring the boat. I'm fishing here.
And you know the dinner will soon be here. Big Josh says,
let's find some firewood.
Now this camp is looking like a good camp should. Big Josh with Talking Camp Pack is sold separately. Big Jim sports camper comes with fishing boat and gear from Mattel.
By Susie Quattro. And maybe you're a wild one for staying up late. It's around 3:36 in the morning. 3:36 a.m. Is that too wild for you to be up like that? Maybe it's too wild for you because it's Comic Book Radio Theater! Sounded like a horse there. Yes, I did. Alright, hopefully my voice does not get any hoarse from the continued reading of Phantom Stranger number 33. Released. Issued out there. November of 1974, I made a huge mistake in the introductory. Okay. When Deadman gets into your body in order to control your body, the sound is... If you could hear that. All right, put it down. Okay, yes, we're just really in the beginning of the story. There's more to go, a lot more mystery and everything like that. This is a really mysterious story. All right, let me make this no mystery to you. When I come to the end of part two of my reading of Phantom Stranger number 33, November of 1974, we will take a listen to what was new in November of 1974. If you went down to the music store to find it on vinyl record, tape cassette, or 8-track tape, you could get Sweet. They were a band at this point that was just rocking the charts with their very exciting glam rocker kind of music. Glitz and glam is what they brought you. They were known as Sweet. We will also hear from a very early rock band. They were known as Kiss. They are known as Kiss. Less than 2 years later, they would be, you could argue, maybe against Led Zeppelin, but the most famous rock band going at that point. They were only less than 2 years later. The Destroyer album would be out there, and they were one of the most in-demand music groups going on. Kiss. We'll hear their song, Parasite. All right. I'll no longer be a parasite. I will get back into reading and hopefully entertaining you with Phantom Stranger number 33, published November 1974. All right. You can only hear this here. CKUW 95.9 FM. We do this from the University of Winnipeg.
You're listening to a reading of The Phantom Stranger, number 33, November 1974. We now return to Comic Book Radio Theater. This is CKUW.
Sure, you gave us your wristwatch, but we like to mix fun with profit. Now we're gonna change your face the hard way.
Dead man stands there silently, watching the young innocent man take a beating from the group of thugs.
But even without bone or muscle, I can't kill the rat, even if I found him, so...
The group of thugs finish their beating and walk along.
He's had it! Let's get out of here before we get picked up by the cops!
Dead man thinks to himself.
I was given the power to move into anybody's body and use it!
Dead man has just entered the young, lone, innocent lone man. The young, innocent lone man is now beating up the group of thugs.
Ah! This is just practice. Practice to keep in shape for Vengeance Day. For Vengeance Day.
We now go to Dr. Zorn's medical office.
Why have you summoned me here, Dr. Zorn? The only thing you have ever desired from me was my death.
Let's bury the hatchet. I had a premonition on a recent visit to a New Orleans pawn shop. There was a gun in the window, which was very strange.
A gun from a New Orleans pawn shop? What nonsense are you trying to confuse me with? What nonsense are you trying to confuse me with, Dr. Zorn?
Phantom Stranger, I'm not trying to trick you. We must stop this war between us before countless innocents are destroyed.
I killed no innocents, Dr. Zorn. Only you prey on the helpless.
This is no trick. I saw a gun made by Boston Brand with a strange hex symbol on it. I fear it means something quite evil, very evil.
A gun marked Boston Brand with a hex symbol on it is not evil, Dr. Zorn. Objects do not create evil. Only men do. Men like you.
As swiftly as the eerie night wind blows through the office, Dr. Zorn spins around to discover...
Gone. Now I got everything I need. I recorded our conversation. A little careful editing and...
A moment's skillful editing yields a mechanical miracle.
Ha! Presto! The evidence I need to destroy the Phantom Stranger.
I killed Boston Brown with a gun from a New Orleans pawn shop.
The confessed killer of Boston Brown.
And at that moment, outside, on the streets, looking up at the office window of Dr. Zorn's medical practice.
There! There it is! I can feel it! I can feel the vibrations coming from it! That office window up there! Someone up there is my killer! Or close enough to lead me to him!
Silently, the spirit of Boston Brad passes through the office wall.
That guy wrapping that package, he's the one!
Hello, officer? Operator? Get me the police. It's urgent.
It's time to take over this doctor character and see what I can learn from him. Too bad I can't read his mind. But as I take over his body, his brain will go dead. It will come back to life when I leave, and he won't remember one single thing.
Dead man enters Dr. Zorn's body.
Never mind, operator. No 911. The emergency is over.
Sensing something is important, Deadman tears open the package. He saw Dr. Zorn tape up. And he plays the tape.
I killed Boston Brand with a gun from a New Orleans pawn shop.
Deadman thinks to himself inside of Dr. Zorn's body, of course.
This Zorn character, he tricked a confession from the phantom stranger. The big man of mystery is nothing more than a hired hood.
Dead man, using Dr. Zorn's body, goes over to the window and looks out at the city.
I can't believe it! After all this time, I finally found the man who gunned me down! Phantom Stranger, wherever you are, I'm coming after you!
Dead. At the slightest sound, brings Dead man whirling around.
You think of the devil, and here he comes.
I had to return, Dr. Zorn. Our last meeting disturbed me so.
Yeah, well, this session is really going to shake you up, too.
Dead man, using Dr. Zorn's body, kicks at the phantom stranger. But as Dead man, inside of Dr. Zorn's body, rears back for a mighty strike in order to attempt to kill. But as Deadman rears back for a mighty strike to attempt to kill. Huh? I can't move my arms. What's happened?
I want to know the same thing too, Doctor. There's something bizarre taking place here. Something rather bizarre. Taking place right here.
we will return with our reading of The Phantom Stranger, number 33, after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM.
All right, let's look for ads. This comic book's really coming apart on me. Come on. Anyone who listens to this radio show knows that my comic books are always coming apart on me. I really just use cheap comic books. And that's the truth. That's the truth.
American Circle Corporation, Department W, 1835 Petite Avenue, Belmore, New York, zip 11710. Magic Brain Calculator, $1.49. Snowstorm Tablets, 25 cents a pack, 5 packages for $1. Atomic Pistol, Atom Pistol, $1.49. Secret Safe, $1.98. Atomic Joy Buzzer, 75 cents. Hot Pepper Gum, 2 packages, $1. Flesh-eating plants, only $1. Magic soap powder, 4 for $1. Sneezing powder, 25 cents each, 5 packages for $1. Quote-unquote money maker, only $1. And lastly, potato gun. Get it for $1. Rush your order to American Sites. Rush your order to American Circle Corporation, Department W, 1635 Petite Avenue, Belmore, New York, zip code 11710. Your satisfaction guaranteed. Guaranteed. Guaranteed satisfaction. Someone did play the sneezing powder. Someone did play the sneezing powder trick on me once. If you want to believe me. This will take some setting up, but I'm quick at doing that. Okay, here we go. The line of DC superstars, still only 20 cents. Ghosts. We challenge you to read the true tales of the weird and supernatural, still only 20 cents.